Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in our What's in a Name series is El Shaddai Part 1, Almighty, All-Sufficient God. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Genesis chapter 17 and verse 1. When Abraham was 99 years old, Adonai appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am El Shaddai, walk in my presence and be pure-hearted. Today we move to another name of God revealed in scripture, El Shaddai. Theologians are divided as to the actual meaning of this name. Some believe the name means the Almighty. Others believe it means the Overpowerer. Some others believe it means the All-Sufficient God. For us, there is no harm in believing that this name means all these things. In Hebrew, the root word of Shaddai, which is Shad, means breast. Shaddai is actually the plural of breast. So some theologians have said that El Shaddai means the double-breasted God. Our anchor scripture is the first instance in scripture where the name El Shaddai is revealed. God had promised Abraham that he would bless him and make his name great and give him loads and loads of descendants. Up until then, Abraham was childless. There was the promise from God on the one hand, and there was Abraham's apparent reality on the other hand. A promise of fruitfulness and a seeming contradiction of barrenness on the other hand. This condition of contradiction continued for years. And then Abraham decided to do what a lot of us do when we are faced with contradictions. He decided to help God. On the advice of his wife, he went in and had a baby with his maid, an action that has continued to have repercussions to this very day. After Abraham had tried to help God, God appears to him again and says, I am El Shaddai. God was saying to Abraham, as he's saying to us this morning, I am sufficient. I am enough. I am able to bring all I have said to pass without your help. I do not need your help. I need your cooperation, but I definitely don't need your help. This morning, all I've set out to do is an introduction on this name. But please, stop trying to figure things out for God. He is the Almighty, and he has more than enough to meet any need whatsoever. Tune in to this name this week and begin to meditate on what this means to you in your own situation. Are you like Abraham, looking at God's promise and yet seeing seeming contradictions in your life? Fix your gaze on El Shaddai. He is all sufficient. He is the God who has turned the fortunes of entire nations around in a day. What can your case possibly be that will be too hard for him? Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you. And bye.